Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. 大家早上好。
It's very nice to be back at CIBC after many years.
很高兴能回到来，离开我们几年以后。
Some of you might know that I was actually the English pastor at CIBC back in 1994, I think. And so some of you might not even have been here at that stage. That was a long time ago.
你们大家可能有的人知道我是从1994年在这里做英文的牧师，可能那时候有的人还没有来到这里。So
I had just finished Bible College, and I came to work here for 1 year, and I learned a lot from the pastors, Pastor Fung and Wan Ying, and many of the pastors that were here at the time. I just finished Bible College, and then I came to work here for 1 year.
我刚刚完成我的学业，来到这里一年。
And I learned many things from working here from the other pastors that taught me many things.
我也从这里的很多牧师学到了很多东西。
So today it's a privilege for me to share something with you from Colossians.
今天很荣幸我跟大家来分享哥罗西书的话语。
And so I've been learning from Paul how Paul would like us to pray for mission.
这是我从保罗那里学来的，是关于如何为宣教事工祷告。
Prayer is a very big and deep topic.
祷告是一个很广很深的话题。
But here we hear from a missionary himself, Paul, and he is talking to us about how we can pray better for mission.
在这里我们跟保罗学习怎么更好地为宣教事工祷告。So
what is prayer?
什么是祷告呢?
Some people have the concept of prayer as an emergency 000 number that we ring when there's a disaster.
祷告有人把祷告当成000的紧急号码，只有当灾难来临的时候来用它。
Other people see prayer as a formula that you recite, like they might say Hail Mary, or they might pray Our Father many, many times when they want to be close to God.
也有人把祷告当成像圣母颂或者我的父这样重复的祷告，让他们有平安。Some
of us may have friends who are Muslim, and you might know that this month of Ramadan, they are praying. They're praying 5 times a day.
有的朋友可能会有穆斯林的朋友，这个月是他们的斋月，他们一天5次的祷告。But
for a Christian, prayer is much more than repeating 5 times a day.
但是对于基督徒来说，祷告可不是重复的这样一天五次的去祷告。Prayer
is an intimate communication with our Father, our Heavenly Father in our hearts through the Holy Spirit.
祷告是通过圣灵在我们心里向我们天上的父说话。
And when we pray, we're expressing our dependence upon our Creator, God.
祷告是我们表达我们对他的仰赖。
And it is only because of Jesus that we can enjoy this intimate relationship and communion with God through prayer.
这是因着耶稣，我们通过祷告可以享受跟我们 天父的这种关系和交流。Our
organization called SIM uses the words by prayer as its motto.
我们的宣教士组织 SIM 用通过祷告来作为我们的宣言。And
I can give you many examples of how prayer helped to sustain us in our work in South America for almost 15 years.
我可以告诉你们很多故事，是我们在南美服侍了15年的事工中的事情。Some
of you might remember that we used to travel in a bus with our family, and we used to go to many rural areas in South America.
我们是开着我们的巴士在南美洲的很多偏远乡村的地方去宣教。So
here we are visiting a church in a rural community, and also providing healthcare to the people in that town.
我们是为
当地的一些偏僻的偏僻的乡村的一些教会提供支持，也为他们来提供医疗的保健。
And I can tell you many stories of how we got stuck in the mud on the mountain pass and we couldn't get through.
我可以给你们讲很多故事，像我们的巴士在偏僻的山区陷到泥沼里面。
Or another time when the bus caught fire and we all had to evacuate the bus very quickly.
或者是我们的巴士起火了，我们不得不赶紧的逃出来。
Or another time when Liliana got sick and she couldn't look after us while I was busy working in the hospital.
或者是 Liliana 生病的时候，她不能照顾孩子，要在医院里面。
We don't have time for all of those stories today.
我们今天没有足够的时间讲这些故事。
But we know that we are here today because of God's grace and because of many people praying for us, including people from CIBC.
但是我知道我们今天来到这里是因着很多人为我们的祷告，包括我们教会。
So I must tell you that I'm no means a prayer warrior. I also feel guilty whenever anyone preaches about prayer.
我要说的是我不是一个祷告的勇士。
But like many of you, I also want to pray more effectively, more powerfully, and more passionately for mission.
当人说祷告的时候，我有时候也感觉愧欠，但是就像你们一样，我也很想很有效率很有力量的去为宣教祷告。
So as we look at these three verses towards the end of Colossians, we see that Paul gives us a motivation to pray.
在哥罗西书里边，保罗讲了祷告的动机。
And he gives us some general instructions on prayer.
他给到了我们一些基本的祷告的指导。
And then he talks specifically about how to pray for mission.
他也讲了如何为宣教的祷告的一些具体的指导。
Firstly, let's look at our motivation to pray.
首先让我们看一下是什么激发我们为宣教事工来祷告呢？
If you look at Colossians 4 verse 3,Paul requests prayer so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ.
保罗在哥罗西书四章三节给了我们一个强烈的为宣教事工祷告的动机。这里他说要求祷告能讲基督的奥秘。
And this concept of mystery is central to the passage that we're looking at in Colossians 4 verses 2 to 4.
哥罗西书四章二到四节里，这个奥秘的概念是非常重要的。
The idea behind the word mystery is that there is something hidden, a puzzle or a riddle.
奥秘这个字本身的意思是隐藏的谜、秘密，或者是隐藏的一些事情。
But if you look it up, you can see that Paul uses this word mystery 21 times in his letters.
你可以看到保罗在他的 书信里边用奥秘这个词用了21次。
And he uses this word to refer to that marvelous good news of the gospel.
他用这个字来表达福音的奥秘。
If you look at the first chapter in Colossians, Paul says there, the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to God's people.To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
他在一章二十六到二十七节这样说，这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了，神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀。就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
And so this mystery that Paul is talking about is God's wonderful plan of salvation for all people on earth.
保罗所说的这个奥秘就是为我们全人类的奇妙的拯救计划。
In ancient times, this mystery was hidden. There were just clues or hints that there was a Messiah coming that God had promised to the people of Israel.
这个计划在古时候是隐蔽的，在旧约时代有很多的线索指向应许的弥赛亚的出现。
But now we know that Jesus has come to earth as a human.
但是现在我们知道耶稣降世为人。
We know that Jesus gave his perfect life on the cross as a substitute for our imperfect, sinful lives.
在十字架上，他用他完美的、无罪的生命来代替了我们不完美、有罪的生命。
And we know that Jesus rose from the dead, showing us that he has completely paid that penalty for our sins.
他从死里的复活，表明他完全付上我们的，为我们的罪付上代价。
This news is amazing and wonderful and very precious.
这个消息是多么的美好，是多么的珍贵啊！
And the glorious riches of this mystery are no longer a secret to be kept hidden. They are to be revealed to all.
这个荣耀丰富的秘密不再是需要一个隐藏的秘密了，这个秘密是揭示给所有人的。
And this is what motivates us to pray.
这就是激励我们祷告的动机。
Prayer is part of God's plan to reveal this mystery to all the nations.
祷告是上帝的计划的一部分，他的计划是把这个秘密揭示给万国。
And through prayer, he has given us the wonderful privilege of becoming part of his plan for the salvation of the nations.
他给到我们一个巨大的特权，通过我们为万国万民的祷告，救恩的祷告，让我们都参与到这个计划当中。
So we've looked at the motivation for prayer, and now we'll look at some general instructions that Paul gives in Colossians 4, verse 2.
看完了为宣教事工祷告的动机，让我们来看一下祷告的基本指导。
Here Paul tells us three things to be devoted, to be watchful, and to be thankful in our prayer.
关于这个祷告有三个方面的基本指导，是恒切、警醒和感恩。
Being devoted in prayer challenges us to dedicate time to pray.
恒切是要求我们来花一些时间去祷告。
It challenges us to be committed and sacrificial in our prayer.
是让我们全心全意的献上。
Maybe we have to give up some sleep or give up computer games or time on WeChat in order to pray.
为了祷告，我们可能要放弃一些睡眠，或者是电邮的时间，或者是我们的 WeChat 的时间。
But Paul himself prayed like this.
但是保罗他自己是这样祷告的。
For example, in Colossians 1 verse 3, Paul says, We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you.
在哥罗西书一章三节他这样说，我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父，常常为你们祷告。
How can you be constantly, always, dedicated, devotedly praying?
我们怎么可以做到这样时常的不间断的祷告呢？
It sounds almost superhuman to us.
对我们来说看起来像一个超人。
And yet we recently heard from an old friend.
我最近收到了我的一个老朋友的来信。
She emailed us about our plans coming up to return to the mission field.
她的来信回复我们关于我们要回去我们宣教事工的这件事情。
And she said to us, Hi, L and L. Yes, I will continue to pray for you every day as I have for the last 27 years.
她说，亲爱的 Lorenzo 和 Lady Anna, 我会每天为你们祷告，就像我27年来每天都这样做的一样。
That was so humbling to us that this lady had built in that discipline and that she cared for us so much that she'd been praying for us every day.
这个女士她这样做真是展示了她 一个非常有自律的祷告生活是非常的重要。
In order to pray devotedly, like Paul and this lady, prayer needs to become a discipline or a habit in our lives.
如果要像保罗和这位女士这样恒切的祷告，我们，
prayer needs to become a discipline or a habit.
要变成一个有规律的祷告。
I came across recently an article in the Southern Cross magazine.
我最近看了一篇文章在在南星杂志。
And it's from a dietitian that tells us how to form good habits.
关于怎么形成一个好的习惯。
She talks about three things that are important in having a good habit.
有三个事情对于养成一个良好的习惯很重要。
Firstly, she talks about a cue or a trigger that prompts us to start the decided behavior.
第一就是一个提示，是一个能够触发你一个决定的一个原因。
And then she talks about the actual behavior that we want to form.
接下来她说了是做这个的行为或者是这个行动。
And then the third thing is that positive experience or reward from carrying out that behavior.
第三就是执行这个行动的奖励。
Obviously, she is talking about habits in terms of the food that we or the diet that we want to keep.
很显然，她这里说的是关于食品节食的一个提示。
But we can apply this to prayer.
我们也可以把它应用到祷告当中。
For example, the cue might be having some prayer points on a sticky note on your car dashboard.
比如说，我们可以把我们的祷告事项写在我们汽车前面的方向盘上。
And the behavior might be praying when we're stopped at the traffic lights.
我们的行为就是当我们堵车的时候，我们可以祷告。
And then the reward can be seeing those answers to prayer.
我们的奖励就是可以看到神回复我们的祷告。
Or another example, the cue might be an app on your phone that pops up when it's time to pray.
另外一个例子可以是我们有一些祷告的 app， 当app 跳出来的时候就提醒你去祷告。
And the reward, I mean the behavior could be putting down your phone and praying.
你的行为就是放下你的手机去祷告。
And the reward is sharing in God's work and feeling closer to Him.
奖励就是你可以分享神的话语，感受你很亲近神。
Let's move on to the next clue that Paul gives us about prayer.
让我们再看保罗给我们的下一个指导。
He talks about being watchful in prayer.
他在讲警醒。
And being watchful is the opposite of falling asleep in prayer.
警醒的对立面就是我们祷告的时候比较困顿。
It means being watchful against spiritual attack.And being watchful for opportunities to pray.
这就意味着我们警醒要对抗灵里的攻击。
Because prayer is spiritual warfare.
因为祷告就是属灵的征战。
And behind the everyday sins of our everyday lives, there is a cosmic battle where the enemy is doing his hardest to distract us and to stop us from praying.
在我们每天生活的场景的背后，都是有激烈的属灵的征战在进行，我们的仇敌正在竭尽全力地转移我们的注意力，让我们停止祷告。
You might remember the story of Nehemiah in chapter 4. He was rebuilding the wall around Jerusalem, and he was surrounded by his enemies.
我们尼希米在他的第四章里所说的，当他去重建围绕耶路撒冷的城墙的时候，他被敌人包围。
But he said, we prayed to God and we posted a guard day and night to meet this threat.
但是他是这样说，然而我们祷告我们的神，又因他们的缘故，就派人看守昼夜防备。
We need to keep constant watch for the attacks of the evil one.
我们需要保持警醒。
He might attack us through tiredness or temptation or distraction or lack of motivation.
这个的攻击可能是我们的疲劳，可能是引诱，可能是分神。
If prayer is spiritual warfare and the enemy is trying to stop us from praying, then we can pray asking God to help us to pray.
如果祷告是属灵的征战，那仇敌一定会竭尽所力的让我们停止去祷告，那么我们就祷告，求神来帮助我们祷告。
We can ask him to stop us from being tired.
我们让神来帮助我们不要疲劳。
We can ask him to wake us up early in the morning so that we can pray.
我们也可以祷告神让我们早上早早起来来祷告。
And so we've looked at being devoted in prayer, being watchful in prayer, and now being thankful in prayer.
我们看到我们需要恒切警醒，我们也需要感恩。
Thankfulness fills Paul's prayers.
感恩也是充满了保罗的祷告。
For example, Paul says that he prays, "We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you."
他在哥罗西一章说，我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父。常常为你们祷告。
He prays that the Colossians will be always giving joyful thanks to their Father.
他祷告哥罗西人可以感谢父，让他们与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
Thankfulness changes our mindset.
感恩可以让我们改变我们的心态。
Instead of focusing on what we don't have,It focuses on what we do have.
改变我们，从我们想我们没有什么，转到我们拥有什么。
Thankfulness helps us to remember all the good things that God has blessed us with.
感谢神帮助我们记住我们所拥有的神给我们所有的祝福。
Even yesterday, I was at a picnic with some other missionaries from SIM.
昨天我跟SIM 的一些同工一起picnic.
And one of the other missionaries was telling me about a very, very difficult year he had last year.
有一个事工告诉我去年他们的时间非常的困难。
Because of COVID and problems with the government and the place where they were working, they had to leave the country.
因为他 COVID, 因为跟政府的关系，因为他们的工作要离开他们服侍的地方。
And they couldn't get flights back to Australia. They were stuck in another country for 4 months.
他们回不来，他们滞留在其他的国家有四个月之久。
And then we were actually answering some questions on a get to know you game.
我们回复他们的一些问题。
And the next question was, what can you be positive about from last year?
对于 去年你们有什么积极的回应呢？
So when I read out that question, immediately his attitude changed.
当我读到这个问题的时候，我的态度立马就发生了变化。
And he became so thankful that God had protected him and sustained him and provided for him and his family during that whole difficult year.
他马上就会有感恩出来，感恩神的保守。让他们度过不平凡的一年。
So now let's look at some specific instructions on prayer for mission.
下面让我们来看为宣教事工祷告的具体的一些指导。
Remember that Paul at this time is in prison.
当下的情况是保罗还下在监里。
He is awaiting trial and he's chained to a Roman guard.
他当时是在等候审讯，他是跟一个罗马的官兵用锁链锁在一起。
I have been in some prisons in Bolivia and also in Australia.
我去过玻利维亚和一些澳大利亚的监狱。
Thankfully, each time as a doctor and not as a prisoner.
感谢神，每次我都是作为一个医生，而不是一个被囚禁的人。
But it's a very confronting experience as you go through the gates and you don't know if you can come back out.
一个很奇怪的经历就是你走进去，然后不知道有什么。
They check your identity with the retina scan, they check your fingerprints, they take away your phone.
他要检查很多东西，然后把你的手机也拿走。
In some countries, living in prison can be very, very difficult.
在有的国家，住在监狱里有很多的挑战。
In some places, like in Bolivia, the prisoners have to pay for their food and their accommodation and their protection.
在玻利维亚，他们囚犯住在监狱里，你要支付你的食物、住宿和你的保护费。
And if they can't pay, they're in danger of being beaten or abused.
如果你不支付这些，你就会有被毒打和被虐待的危险。
So just think of what Paul might want to ask people to pray for.
所以想一想，保罗他会让人们为他祷告什么呢？
Does he ask for freedom?
他会要求大家为他祷告自由吗？
Does he ask for justice?
他会要求公义吗？
Does he ask for good food and a blanket?
他会要求大家为他祷告体面的食物和一条毛毯吗？
Or does he ask for protection from the other prisoners?
还是保护自己免受其他囚犯的伤害呢？
Actually, Paul says, pray for us too, that the Lord may open a door for our message.
但是保罗是这样说，也要为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能以讲基督的奥秘。我为此被捆锁。
He's not asking for an open door that he can walk through, so he can leave the prison.
他没有祷告，监狱打开门，他可以走出监狱。
He's asking for opportunities to proclaim the mystery of Christ.
他要求的是，一个宣讲基督奥秘的机会。
And this is the same Paul who proclaimed the gospel to his jailer in Philippi.
这是同一个保罗，就是在使徒行传十六章在菲利比传福音的。
And you might remember that the whole family of the jailer became converted and wanted to become baptized the same night.
我们还记得他传福音给狱卒，他们都归信了主。
I was challenged recently when we were praying on Signal with our team in the country that we're going to in Africa.
这我最近也受到了一个挑战，是我们为一些我们要去的国家的信徒，他们在监狱里为他们祷告。
In that country, it is illegal to become a Christian.
在那个国家，变成基督徒是非法的。
And we had heard of 11 Christians had been put into prison because they had become Christians.
有十一个信徒因为他们变成了基督徒而被关进了监狱。
But the person leading the prayer time didn't ask us to pray for their release.
带领祷告的人没有让我们为他们释放而祷告。
She asked us to pray that there will be bold witnesses to the captors.
他们带领的人让我们为被关押的人为耶稣的为耶稣做见证。
So Paul asked for opportunities, and then he asked for clarity in his proclamation.
保罗现在为一些机会为他可以宣讲的很清晰来祷告。
The second thing he asked for is that I may proclaim it clearly as I should.
他这样说，叫我按着所该说的话，将这奥秘发明出来。
Missionaries spend many years learning the complex languages of the people that they minister to.
海外的宣教士可能会花很长的时间来学习他们要去的地区的语言。
But the language isn't enough. Beneath the language, there's that second, deeper level of communication.
语言还不足够，在语言之外，还有一些更深层次的
How can we engage their attention?
怎么才能吸引更多的人？
What are their needs and their interests?
他们感兴趣的是什么？他们的需求是什么？
How can we use our words attractively and clearly so that they can hear and understand and believe and obey?
如何让我们的话语可以更有力，让他们听了就明白，就理解，就相信。
There are so many things that we can pray for our missionaries.
有很多事情我们可以为我们的宣教事工祷告。
We can pray for visas, protection from sickness, finances, COVID, so many different things.
我们可以为COVID, 为他们的经济状况祷告，为他们的安全祷告。
But Paul focuses in on two key requests.
但是保罗为两个方面来祷告。
He asked for opportunities to proclaim the mystery of Christ.
他寻找宣讲福音的机会。
And he asked that he may be able to proclaim it clearly as he should.
他祷告能够把福音讲得非常的清晰。
This wonderful mystery of the gospel motivates us to pray.
这个极好的福音的奥秘，来激发我们去为我们的宣教祷告。
And as we look at the world around us with millions of people living and dying without Jesus, we realize how privileged we are.
我们看看周围的世界，数以百万计的人们在没有耶稣的情况下生活死亡，而我们意识到我们是多么的荣幸。
Because God has revealed to us this mystery in Christ.
因为上帝已经向我们显明了这个基督的奥秘。
How can we let so many others remain in darkness?
我们怎么能够让那么多的人都留在黑暗里呢？
Through prayer, we can ask God to open doors for our missionary friends to proclaim this mystery with clarity.
通过祷告，我们可以让上帝为我们的宣教朋友打开门，清楚地宣讲这个奥秘。
But sometimes our prayer for mission might be absent, or weak, or passionless. So let us pray for one another.
然而有时候我们的祷告是缺乏的，有时候是没有激情的，有时候是肤浅的，有时候是重复的。
Let us pray that God, our Heavenly Father, may equip us through His Spirit to help us to pray more effectively for mission.
让我们的主来帮助我们，通过圣灵来装备我们，为宣教的祷告可以更加的有激情。
Let's think a bit about next steps in our own prayer lives.
让我们花点时间考虑一下我们的个人的祷告生活。
What could you try to become more devoted and watchful and thankful in your prayer?
你可以在你的祷告里面更加的恒切、警醒和感恩吗？
What can you change that you can pray more effectively and passionately for missionaries?
你能做一些什么改变，可以为宣教士的祷告更加的有效和热情呢？
Maybe we can pray now for one another, for the Lord to help us through His Holy Spirit to pray better for mission like Paul did.
也许现在我们就可以彼此祷告，通过圣灵，让我们可以像保罗那样，更加有热情的为宣教士祷告。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our gracious God and our Heavenly Father.
我们天上的父。
We thank you for entrusting us with this marvelous mystery of Christ.
感谢你给到我们这样一个传福音的职分。
Thank you for the privilege of being able to speak to you in prayer.
感谢你让我有荣幸的有机会跟大家分享这个宣教为宣教祷告的福音。
Thank you for giving us the privilege of becoming part of your plan to proclaim your gospel to all nations.
让我们都感谢你，让我们为万国祷告，的职分可以参与其中。
But sometimes we are weak and we don't know how to pray.
但是有时候我们软弱，我们不知道怎么祷告。
We pray that you may equip us through your Spirit to pray more powerfully for mission.
我们希望你通过圣灵装备我们，可以更有力的为宣教士祷告。
Amen.
Amen.